Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into advanced drum and bass bass design in Ableton Live, and the focus is multi-stage bass processing with simple racks. This is a really important mindset shift, especially if you've ever tried to make one bass patch do absolutely everything and ended up with something that sounded huge and solo, but weak, blurry, or messy in the mix. The truth is, most powerful DNB bass lines are not one magic sound. They're a system, a clean sub handling the weight, a mid-layer handling the tone, and then separate processing stages handling aggression, movement, stereo detail, and arrangement variation. So today, we're going to build exactly that, not some ridiculous mega rack with 50 macros and 10 nested chains you'll never touch again. This is a practical, modular workflow you can actually use in a rolling session. By the end, you'll have a three-part bass setup. First, a dedicated sub-track that stays clean, mono, and stable. Second, a mid-bass track that gives you the character. And third, a simple audio effect rack on that mid-layer with three parallel chains, clean body, drive, and high texture. That combination is gold for neuro-influenced rollers, dark tech step, minimal DNB, jungle-inspired Reese movement, and halftime to DNB crossover basses. The aim is simple, solid in mono, aggressive in the mids, controlled in the top, and easy to automate through an arrangement. Let's build it. First, start with a bass phrase that already works rhythmically for drum and bass. At 174 BPM, you usually want notes that are short to medium in length, with space around the kick and some syncopation against the snare. Think push and pull. Don't just hold one long note forever unless the groove really asks for it. A nice starting pattern could be the note on beat 1, a short stab before beat 2, a longer note across beat 3, and then a short answer after beat 4. That kind of phrasing already feels like it belongs in the pocket. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB, and the second one MID Bass. Duplicate the same MIDI to both tracks. That way, both layers are playing the same musical phrase, but they'll do different jobs. Let's build the sub first. Your sub needs discipline. Its job is not to sound exciting and solo. Its job is to carry low end consistently and survive the mix. On the SUB track, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave, coarse at 1.00, level at 0 dB, filter off. Set voices to 1, mono on, and add a little glide, somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds depending on how slidey you want the line to feel. For the envelope, keep the attack very fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain somewhere between minus 6 dB and full, depending on how solid or plucky the phrase should feel. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. If you want the sub to speak a little more clearly on smaller systems, you can add a tiny bit of oscillator B or lightly shape the sine with a triangle-ish tone or very subtle FM. But keep this gentle. The whole point is stable, clean low end. After operator, add EQ8, saturator, and utility. On EQ8, you usually don't need a serious low cut unless there's useless rumble, so maybe trim below 25 Hz if needed. If the sub feels boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. On saturator, use something like analog clip or soft sine. Add just 1 to 3 dB of drive, compensate the output, and turn soft clip on. This adds harmonics so the sub translates better without turning it into mud. Then on utility, set the width to 0%. Keep it fully mono. Gain stage carefully. In club music, this part matters a lot more than people think. Quick coaching note here. Check your sub at quiet monitoring volume. Turn your speakers or headphones down really low and listen with just drums and bass. If the sub disappears completely, or the note center feels vague, that tells you the low end is not as stable as you thought. Now for the MID bass source. This is where the personality lies. You can use Waveatable, operator, or analog, but Waveatable is a very strong stock choice. Start simple. Use a saw on oscillator 1. Add a second saw or square on oscillator 2 with a little detune. Keep unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and don't overdo it. Use a filter like MS2 or SMP. Add some moderate filter drive, and shape the amp envelope with a fast attack, medium decay, medium sustain, and a short release. For movement, keep the source patch subtle. This is important. Add a little filter envelope, maybe a slow LFO to Waveatable position, a touch of pitch drift, or velocity map to filter amount. But don't try to make the synth do all the talking. We're going to get the bigger motion from the processing rack. Before adding effects, think in rolls. Sub cover is roughly 30 to 90 Hz. Body and growl live around 90 to 400 Hz. Presence and texture sit around 400 Hz up to 5000 Hz. Then the fizz and detail are above that. This frequency roll thinking is one of the biggest upgrades in advanced bass design. Instead of smashing one whole bass channel with distortion and hoping for the best, you separate the jobs. Now add an audio effect rack on the MAD bass track. Create three chains inside it and name them Clean Body, Drive, and High Texture. Let's build Clean Body first. This chain is your anchor. It carries note definition and low mid weight. At EQ8, compressor, and utility. On EQ8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so it leaves room for the dedicated sub. Then gently low pass around 2.5 to 4 kHz so this chain stays focused on body, not fizz. If it gets muddy, dip 180 to 300 Hz a little. If it feels hollow, a gentle lift around 500 to 800 Hz can help. On the compressor, try a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. And aim for around 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then on utility, keep the width low, maybe 0 to 30%, mostly centered. And here's a really useful producer mindset. If this chain sounds a little plain on its own, that can actually be perfect. This audio version is shortened for playback.